This is KUT. Some parents say they're concerned Austin ISD's new student transfer policy might force them to leave the district or Austin altogether. After this fall, siblings will not be allowed to automatically transfer to a school their brother or sister attended if it's overcrowded. KUT's Kate McGee has more.
Amy Schaefer and her family live one block out of the attendance zone for Gillette Elementary School in North Austin. When her oldest son was in kindergarten, they decided to ask for a transfer to Gillette.
And it was just the kind of environment that we wanted our children to go to school in. At our home school, the kids are bused in, they're not from the neighborhood, and so it was important to us that we have that kind of active and involved community.
Schaefer's second son transferred to Gillette because his brother went to the school. But under AISD's new policy, which goes in effect in the 2017-2018 school year, their 19-month-old sister won't be able to automatically attend Gillette if it continues to be overcrowded. Now, Schaefer says she and her family are considering their options.
We're looking at selling our home. We're looking at moving to Cedar Park or Leander. We're looking at homeschooling, private schools, charter schools, and all options are on the table.
Betty Sanchez has three children at Gillette, plus a two-year-old. She's worried about her oldest child. Under the old policy, if you transferred into an elementary school, you could automatically attend the middle school that elementary school fed into. In Sanchez's case, that's Lamar Middle School. But in 2017, that won't be allowed at overcrowded schools. Sanchez says she can't afford to move into the neighborhood to keep him at his current school.
We can't even afford the apartments nearby. The best we could do is a one bedroom.
I watch this neighborhood like a hawk, and I keep waiting for that deal. And those deals are $400,000 for a teardown and $500,000 for a home that needs work. And I'm priced out of that.
That's Kim Mitchell, who transferred her children to Gillette from East Austin. Under the changes, she's worried her kids won't be able to continue middle and high school with their peers. Mitchell says the only thing that's kept her family in Austin are the good schools.
We can't pull them out, but if we're forced to pull them out and not keep them with their peers, why not start over out in the country where it is more affordable?
Last year, the school board gave Superintendent Paul Cruz more autonomy to close a school to transfers if there isn't enough space. Last month, he announced those changes at a school board meeting.
Beginning with the 2017-2018 school year, all priority transfers will be limited to schools that have space available.
During that meeting, specific changes to the sibling transfer policy weren't mentioned. Families will still be able to appeal to the district, but there's no longer a guarantee their child will be able to attend the same school as their siblings. Some school board members now say they're concerned the new policy may force more families out of AISD at a time when the district is trying to hold on to its students.
The intent is sort of to grandfather that out so you wouldn't have split families, because that doesn't work, right? I mean, that's just not going to work for families. You will have families that will actively seek to keep their families together.
That's school board president Kendall Pace. The grandfathering policy only lasts until next year. After our interview, Pace says she found the change very concerning. Vice President Paul Saldana says he's willing to revisit the conversation.
This may be a scenario in which there were unintended consequences, perhaps, that we were not aware of as we should have been when we enacted.
But Saldana says the district can't ignore AISD's reality.
You have schools that are under capacity and you have schools that are overcrowded. And so where do you draw the line?
The district has lost 3,000 students since 2012 and is projected to lose more than 6,000 students over the next 10 years, 7% of the current student body. Kate McGee, KUT News.